Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and today I want to share a truth that I received from F.W. Borum. He is certainly my favorite author. He has a number of devotional books. He's a preacher from about a century ago. He pastored in Australia, New Zealand, and Tasmania, and then he kind of concluded his twilight years in evangelism and writing. The particular devotion came from one of his books called Wisps of Wildfire, and this devotion is called The Accompaniment. The book is Wisps of Wildfire. And so I'm reading it just the other day, and as I read it, I thought, that is so good, I got to share that. So in the devotion, he recalls an incident while on a tram heading home. The tram was passing by the nearby town hall, and a concert had just let out, and people were streaming onto the highway and finding rides home, and a number of people got on the tram. Mr. Borum was in his seat, and he couldn't help but to overhear a couple of the young ladies talking about the concert. One of them said, "So what did you think of Yvonne Gray, the musician?" The other one replied, "The music, her voice is beautiful, but the accompaniment murdered it." Mr. Borum said after he heard that, he deafened his ears to the rest of the conversation, and he began to think about how the accompaniment murdered the beautiful voice. And then he went on to write a particular devotion on that thought, on the accompaniment. The fact is, the gospel is the most beautiful song that's ever been sung. The lyrics are clear. The music of the gospel has touched thousands, millions of souls and transformed lives. But often the accompaniment murders it. And what do I mean by that? Well, let me read a passage in Philippians 1:27 to help you. "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. The word becometh means suitable, fitting, appropriate. We're to let our conversation, and the idea of the word conversation is our behavior, our lifestyle. It is to fit, it is to be suitable to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are often many people who have claimed the name of Christ. They are God's instrument, but their accompaniment to that gospel message, it's murder. I know a dear brother who struggles with his temper. He's easily set off. If things don't go his way, honestly, it's hard telling what's going to come out of his mouth. His attitude immediately changes, and he's difficult to be around. He can quote scripture. He can share the plan of salvation. He can tell you when he got saved. I believe he's saved. The problem is, when he gets in this temperamental attitude, his accompaniment murders the gospel. I know another individual who's extremely irresponsible. They're difficult to rely on. They mean well, but for some reason, they're just not responsible. And I believe they're saved. They can give you the day of their salvation. They can tell you about what Christ did in their life. And they've based their faith on the promise of Scripture that Jesus Christ died for them, was buried, and rose again. And yet, in their irresponsibility, their accompaniment is ruining the song. I know another individual who, they're over-talkative. There's an old English word called loquacity, which means to talk too much. And you know, sometimes we can do that as Christians. We just take over the conversation. And what we do is we hinder the gospel song. Our accompaniment ruins the song. Oh, and I know another one, a complainer. Inevitably, when you're around this person, they're going to tell you about every ailment they've experienced, every ailment they're going to experience. They're going to tell you about all the problems in society. I don't take these things lightly. I will pray for these individuals. But the tragedy is, that's their common conversation. Where's the praise? Where's the joy? And yet this individual claims to know Christ. Well, if so, their accompaniment is ruining the gospel song. You know, these are the negative sides. You and I have both been around people who accompany the gospel in a sweet way and make it very easy to listen to. We have people in our church that are the most sweetest saints I've ever been around. Their temperament, their behavior, their mercy, their love, it all just magnifies the gospel message. It goes well with the gospel message. I'll close with this. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8 says, "If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare to battle?" If you could visualize yourself as God's instrument, accompanying the gospel. God bless you and have a great day.